Dictation for Natasha Murray, NATASHAMURRAY. Natasha Murray, date of service is 9/14/2022, date of birth is 7/22/1986, date of accident is 2/12/2021. Ms. Natasha Murray is a victim of an automobile accident where she rear-ended a car in front of her, and the impact caused her severe headache with the blurred vision and spots in the vision, as well as pain in the lower back and the left shoulder. The left shoulder had a limited range of motion up to 120 degrees maximum of the abduction, and the lower back pain was radiating to the left front of the leg with the numbness and tingling involving also second, third, and fourth, fifth toes. And also independently, she has a pain and numbness of all the five fingers of both hands and some pain in the left wrist in the beginning. Currently, the patient reports that her pain in the neck is around 7, lower back pain is 7, as well as shoulder pain is 7. And the ability to lift the left shoulder is 110 degrees maximum without any pain. Headaches are continuing, and also the pain from the lower back is radiating to left posterior buttocks and posterior thighs and legs, and they are not as often as before, but they are still bothering her. She is undergoing an education for industrial swing. Pain level is from 7 to 8, and the ADLs are affected to the level of 8. Usually they are as follows: general activity, mood, walking ability, work and relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are reported at 6 usually. 50% relief has been obtained with various treatment protocols, including physical therapy and medications. Currently, in the system review, neurology and psych patient is ongoing, having an ongoing headaches that are usually present in the front and the left temple, and they are not as severe as before, not associated with any nausea and vomiting or any dizziness, vertigo, not associated with vision disturbance, double vision, blackout, seizure, confusion, disorientation, or loss of memory. She has sleep difficulties, weakness, and lack of focus, lack of concentration. However, she denies any anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports of ongoing stiffness of the left shoulder, but also neck and the lower back, along with pain in the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back. No difficulty walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool. And there is no difficulty in swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest and coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level remains the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 115/76, pulse is 87, pulse oxygen is 98%. The rest of the physical examination will be the same from a previous visit of July 14, 2022. Dictation number is 078-065. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy 2 times per week, focusing on the neck, lower back, and the left shoulder. And she is released to work light duty with the 10-pound lifting limit. In addition, her MRIs were reviewed. She has a trace of lateral lysis on L5-S1. And a facet arthropathy from L1, L2 to L3, L4. She has a bulging disc of C5-6. MRI of the brain was found normal, and in the left shoulder there is a subdeltoid bursitis as the essential cause of pain and the pathology that is now discovered. She should continue all the medications. That is Celebrex 200 mg once a day for anti-inflammatory, Tramadol 100 mg twice a day for pain relief, Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleep, Voltaren gel 3% and lidocaine patch for topical pain relief, as well as Furoscix 60 tablets for headache. The patient has again been advised and informed about all the options, especially the MRI finding based. She can benefit from lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injections if the pain continues. Similarly, an injection to the left shoulder subacromial bursa is also advised. She has a involvement of bilateral sacroiliac joint as additional cause of pain that can also be addressed by injection. Currently, she is seeing Dr. Weiss for the neuropsych, Dr. Bozorgi for neurology, and neuropsych and neurology is going on, and she has seen a psychiatrist also. She is seeing, and her caseworker is doing a good job. I offered her a Onlux photobiomodulation for infrared device to help. I discussed the laser machine also. And the device has been provided for help with the healing. Thank you.